好，我们大家打开圣经创世纪第几章？第四十五章。
Genesis 45。
创世纪第四十五章。我们大家轮流来读，一节一节的读。约瑟在左右站着的人面前情不自禁，吩咐一声说，人都要离开我出去。约瑟和他弟兄们相认的时候，并没有一个人站在他面前，他就放声大哭。埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了。约瑟对他弟兄们说，我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？他弟兄不能回答，因为在他面前都惊惶。现在不要因为把我卖到这里来自忧自恨，这是神差我在你以前来，我要保全生命。神差我在你们以先来，为要给你们存留余种在世上，又要大施拯救，保全你们的生命。你们要赶紧上到我父亲那里，对他说，你儿子又是这样说，神是我们全埃及的主，请你下到我这里来，不要单言。我要在那里奉养你，因为还有五年的饥荒，免得你和你的眷属并一切所有的都败落了。你们也要将我在埃及一切的荣耀和你们所看见的事都告诉我父亲，要赶紧把我的父亲搬到我这里来。他又与众弟兄亲嘴，抱着他们哭，随后他弟兄们就和他说话。法老对约瑟说，你吩咐你的弟兄们说，你们要这样行，把驼子抬在牲口上，起身往迦南地区，将你们的父亲和你们的眷属都搬到我这里来，我要把埃及地的美物赐给你们，你们也要吃这地肥美的出产。现在我吩咐你们要这样行，从埃及地带着车辆去，把你们的孩子妻子并你们的父亲都搬来，你们眼中不要爱惜你们的家具，因为埃及全地的美物都是你们的。以色列的儿子们就如此行，又是照着法老的吩咐，给他的车辆和路上用的食物，又给他个人一套衣服，唯独给便雅悯300银子五套衣服，送给他父亲公奴10匹，投着埃及的美物母奴10匹，投着粮食和饼和菜，为他父亲路上用。于是又是打发他弟兄们回去，又对他们说，你们不要在路上相争。他们从埃及上去，来到迦南地，他们的父亲雅各那里，告诉他说，约瑟还在，并且做埃及全地的宰相。雅各心里冰凉，因为不信他们，他们便将约瑟对他们说的一些话又告诉了他。他父亲雅各又看见约瑟打发来接他的车辆，心就舒心了。以色列说，罢了罢了，我的儿子约瑟还在，趁我未死以前，我要去见他一面。我们这一次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢你，你所做的事非常奇妙，你许可人遇到的痛苦有好的结局，你在这些事迹上显明你是掌管历史的主，你是掌管人心的主。求主今天晚上 再次用这些我们所念过的话语苏醒我们的心，使我们就到你奇妙你伟大的行为，我们就更遵从你，我们更顺服你。感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名祈求你，阿们。我们读这些圣经的时候，
When we read all these passages,
我们不可能心不受感动。
It is impossible not to be moved.
因为在这漫长的生活过程中间，
In all this long journey of life,
神安排的一切没有错误。
We see that God is never wrong.
神许可发生的一切也没有错误。
And the things that the Lord has allowed would be right.
我们的灵性常常卡在什么地方呢？
Our spirituality is often stuck.
卡在细节的里面。
At the details,
卡在感受的里面。
At our feelings,
卡在不能忍耐的时候的观点。
We are stuck when we cannot take it anymore.
我们如果听一首交响乐，
When we listen to a symphony,
你一定要从头听到完，才会发现这个乐曲的架构里面的高潮，它整个的这个进程是用怎样伟大的思想把它建立起来的。
You need to appreciate it by listening it from the beginning to the end to understand the structure and all there is in it.
音乐是时间的艺术。
Because music is the art of time.
你作曲的时候花很多的时间。
When you compose the piece of music, you spend a lot of time.
你欣赏曲的时候也需要一段的时间。
And you need time to appreciate music.
图画是空间的艺术。
Whereas art is the art of space.
你吃过的空间就不卡。可以把那个空间里面所占有的图画把它展示出来。
A painting is able to display the art of space.
你只要用一两秒钟扫过去，你就把整个空间里面的图画把它吸收了。
And within a few seconds, looking at a painting, you can absorb the art of the space.
但你没有办法把一首交响乐用两秒钟把它听完。
But not so for music. You cannot understand symphony in 2 seconds.
如果你用最快的录音机加速听，你一定听见乱七八糟的东西。
If you speed up the playing, you just listen to nonsense.
因为这个时间艺术是在时间过程中间隐藏着智慧、架构、美丽跟价值的。
To understand the art of time, you have to go through time to appreciate everything that's beautiful about it.
我们看空间艺术，我们需要空间。
We need space to appreciate the art of space.
我们听时间艺术，我们需要时间。
And you need time to appreciate the art of time.
但是一个太过急功近利的人，
But if you are an impulsive person,
他就不会耐心等候一曲完全唱完了才去评定。
And you will not have the patience to listen to an entire symphony.
我举个很简单的例子。
A simple illustration.
当你听贝多芬第九交响乐的第三段的时候，
If you listen to the third movement of the ninth symphony of Beethoven,
你会听见风平浪静，没有起伏不平的东西。
You will hear a symphony that is very calm.
而这个第三部分又是很长的。
But the third movement, it takes up a lot of time.
所以你也很少听见贝多芬其他的乐器有这样一段这样平稳这样稳重有着这样美丽的东西。
And very seldom would you hear such a long and very calm and beautiful segment of Beethoven's work.
但是这段东西所缺乏的就是刺激性。
But this portion has no stimulus.
是刺激跟兴奋的东西不在里面。
It doesn't contain very dramatic stimulus.
这个突然间出现一些的音乐的时候，
But suddenly some notes will appear.
当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当
Then suddenly the whole thing will change.
整个气氛心情就改变了。
And your feelings will change.
那就预备你去听第四个乐章。
To prepare you for the fourth movement.
这是贝多芬年老的时候最后的一段音乐。
And this was the last work that Beethoven did.
他在写第四交响乐的时候，事实证明他的才华已尽，没有办法再写出来。
When he wrote the fourth symphony, it was not as good.
那你需要70分钟才能听完这个音乐。
You need 70 minutes to finish the whole symphony.
你不能听一两个节奏，你马上就给他评论。
You cannot critique the work just to listen a short portion of it.
神的引导也是如此。
This is the way God likes us.
你知道不知道神怎么安排你吗？
Do you know how God arranged your life?
你知道不知道神怎么引导你吗？
Do you know how God will guide your life?
你知道不知道你的人生的过程结束是怎么样的吗？
Do you know how your life will end?
我们太多时候太过急就评论上帝。
Most of the time we are so anxious to criticize God.
我们太过急, 我们就埋怨上帝。
We are impatient, so we grumble against God.
你在约瑟的故事里面发现一个很伟大的事情。
But in the story of Joseph, you discover something very great.
约瑟在困难中间从来没有埋怨上帝。
And that is, in the midst of great crisis, Joseph never grumbled.
约瑟在这个过程中间从来 就等候上帝。
In this entire process, he only waited upon the Lord.
约瑟是世界历史中间最伟大的青年人。
Joseph would be one of the greatest young men in the history of mankind.
他比任何一个人受了更多不公义的对待。
He suffered greater injustices more than anybody else.
他经历了几乎没有一个人可以承受的苦难。
He has encountered difficulties that people would not be able to take it.
但这些外来加在他身上的这些不公义的事情 从来没有影响他心灵的稳定跟对上帝的敬畏。
But these injustices that came from external sources never affected his faith or his fear of God.
一次再一次地受到苦待。
Time after time, great catastrophe came to him.
他继续不断保持对上帝敬畏的心。
But he continued to preserve that fear towards God.
他继续不断等候上帝最后的赐福。
And he continually waited for the blessings of God.
所以他的灵性毫无瑕疵。
And so there are almost no flaw in his spirituality.
他的道德全然美丽。
And his moral character is so beautiful.
他比那些比他更多人生经验、更多这么岁月的人有更美好的见证。
He had a better witness than many people who had gone through more of life.
我已经经过了几个月来思想这个伟大的人物了。
We have spent many weeks thinking about this person.
当然很难过的时候。
When he was very sad.
他大哭几次。
He would weep.
他都忍下来,
but he would bear it.
他没有对任何一个人有伤害的企图。
He never had an evil motive towards others.
没有对任何一个人有怪责的口气。
Nor did he speak words of blame towards others.
不怨天不忧人。
He never blamed heaven, nor did he blame others.
他眼泪向里面吞。
He would only bear his own sadness.
应当尽的责任尽忠去做。
But at the same time fulfill all his responsibilities.
他的兄弟对他多么不好。
His brothers were bad to him.
当他们在苦难中间, 他只有想要好好供养他们。
But when they had difficulties, all he thought of was how to take care of them.
使他们可以继续存活下去,
that they may continue to survive.
这个心意太伟大了。
So he had a great character.
请大家注意一句话,
we want to take note of one
没有一个人能用仇恨的心成就任何一件好事。
We cannot fulfill good deeds by using a heart of evil.
你一定要把这句话铭刻在你心里面。
You must remember this statement.
人对你不好,那是他的事啊。
That when others are bad towards you, it is his matter.
受到不公义的对待是神的许可啊。
But God would allow injustices to come to you.
这些都不足够构成你可以用仇恨对待人的这种动机。
All these things should not result in you treating others with an evil motive.
如果你学会了这几句话里面的灵性,
if you are able to understand the spirituality behind these statements,
你一生就受用无穷。
You will have great benefits in your life.
人就继续不断从你身上可以得着流露出来上帝更多的恩典。
You will become a channel of God's grace towards many people.
我们的心越宽,
the more open and generous our heart is,
神以后给我们恩典就越大。
The more the blessings that God can give to us.
我们的心越窄,
but the more narrow our heart is,
神的恩典在我们身上要受到更多更多的拦阻。
The more obstacle there will be for God to give His grace to us.
这个事情上, 约瑟可以我们作为我们众人的榜样。
In this matter, Joseph indeed is our example.
鼓励我们,
He will encourage us.
希望我们,
to inspire us.
光照我们,
to illuminate us.
感动我们,
to move us.
学习他的样子,
to learn from Him.
我有时候不明白为什么创世纪讲上帝的创造, 最后呢用这么多的篇幅来描写这三四代的事情。
Sometimes I don't understand why Genesis would spend so many chapters on these few generations of people.
原来神创造了万有，最高峰就是创造人。
Because when God created all things, the climax is the creation of man.
人类的创造的高峰就是再造属于主的人。
And the climax of the creation of man is to create people who belongs to God.
所以属于上帝的人，这就是神的宇宙中间心中所爱的中心。
The central love of God is all the people that whom He has created.
而神所最爱的人是用苦难加在他身上，训练他 如何寻求真正成为蒙上帝喜悦的圣者。
And the people that God loved most, God would allow all kinds of trials to come to them so that they became tried and become more pure.
试探是需要的。
Therefore, there is a need for trials.
试炼是需要的。
There is a need for temptations.
试探与试炼是绝对不可以少的。
Trial and temptation are absolutely necessary in our lives.
这些是绝对的必须。
These are absolute necessities.
所以在第一本书就把这些圣徒所受的苦，这样活生生的铭刻。下来记载在我们面前。
So from the very first book of the Bible, we see how trials and temptation are clearly recorded.
又是这个时候最怕的事情是什么
？The most frightening thing for Joseph was
就是这些兄弟拿了粮食回去，永远不回来。
That the brothers would take the food and never return.
因为他没有他们的地址。
He did not have their address.
他也没有记载他们的电话号码 ，fax 的号码。
They have no telephone, no fax.
所以一走就永远不回来了。
If they were to leave, they would never come back.
各样的办法呢，把钱放在他袋里。背放在他里，用各样的办法使他们走不掉。
He used all sorts of trickery to make sure that they would not disappear.
特别是当他看见他的亲生的唯一的弟弟便雅悯的时候
，especially when he saw his blood brother Benjamin，
他就把自己宰相的杯也放在他的袋子里面。
And he put the silver cup of the prime minister into his sack.
然后这有借口去追他，把他叫回来。
So that there is an excuse to summon all of them back.
他当然没有存心要害他的兄弟。
Of course, he did not have ill intent.
但是当他把这个便雅悯叫回来的时候，就整个兄弟遇到最大的困难。
But when he summoned Benjamin, all of them were in crisis.
特别是犹大。
Especially for Judah.
因为犹大以命来作为担保，才许可得到雅各许可把便雅悯带出来。
Because Jacob allowed Benjamin to leave, because Judah guaranteed with his own life.
所以犹大说：“让我陪着他一同在你们这里做你的奴仆吧。”
Judah said, "May I be the slave on his behalf?"
又是心中不是为了见犹大，是要见弟弟。
But Joseph wanted to see his own brother, not Judah.
你回去吧，谁犯罪谁受刑罚。
So he said, "Judah, you may return because you are not a sinner."
犹大太痛苦了。
But Judah could not do this.
所以他就把过去这么困难才得到父亲许可，让他弟弟跟到埃及来，所有的事情从头再讲一次。
And he related the story of how he managed to convince the father to release Benjamin.
我认为犹大这一篇的话语
，I believe that this conversation of Judah
列入世界历史最好的演讲之一
，should be considered one of the best speeches in the history of mankind.
前几个礼拜我买了一本书
，A few weeks ago I bought a book.
题目就是 Speeches That Changed the World.
就是改变世界。世界的 几个演讲，
那些演讲的灵力
，the power of these speeches,
启发性
，the inspiration，
改变性
，the transformation，
大得不得了的
，are great indeed。
犹大的话也有这个力量
，but the words of Judah have the same power。
犹大讲完了以后
，after he said that，
他其实就是告诉他我没有办法了。
What he did was to tell Joseph, "I have no way out."
我把所有的事都告诉你了。
Now I have told you the entire truth。
这样又是就受感动。
And Joseph was moved.
又是受感动的时候
，When he was moved，
他就突然间情不自禁讲这句话以来。
Joseph could longer control himself.
你们这些人都走吧，离开我吧。
So he said, "Everyone leave my presence."
所以呢，埃及所有他下面的人都离开了。
And so all his servants left.
当他独自跟他的兄弟在一起的时候
，When he was alone with his brothers，
他就对他们说
，He said to them，
我是约瑟
，I am Joseph，
就是你们曾经把我卖掉的那个弟弟约瑟
，The brother whom you have sold，
我的父亲还在吗
？Is my brother's my father still living？
现在他不能再隐藏了。
He did not hide himself
anymore. 他不能再遮盖了。
He did not hide.
他把他心中最迫切、最需要、最深的感受的话语脱口而出了。
And then he just told them words of his deepest feelings.
圣经说什么呢？
And the Bible says,
他的弟兄不能回答。
His brothers could not answer him.
他们都惊讶吓死了。
Because they were terrified at his presence.
什么叫做吓死了？
What does it mean to be terrified?
下一步可能就死了，所以吓死了。
They are afraid that they may be executed.
谁可以想象，既然这个是约瑟，我们是落在他的手中，还有什么前途呢？
They must have thought that if this is Joseph, our end is coming.
他们怎么想呢？
What would they be imagining?
他们一定照着他们惯性的感受思想。
They would have responded based on their normal reaction.
这是人性一个很可怕的事情。
This is something quite horrifying about humanity.
你有困难你就说谎，有困难你就害人， 等到你看到别人有困难的时候，你一定用你自己的惯性作用想，他大概也是要那样害你。
If you lead a deceitful life, you often think that others will do the same to you.
所以有一句成语这么说。
There is a proverb that says,
对说谎的人最大的刑罚就是他认为全世界跟他一样都是说谎的。
The biggest punishment for a liar is that the liar would think that the entire world is like him.
因为他想人会说谎，难道单单我全世界都说谎的？
The liar must have thought that the entire world would lie like me.
对说谎者的刑罚。
Therefore, the biggest punishment for a liar
就是他无法信任任何一个人。
Is that a liar will never trust anyone else.
一个没有办法信任世界上任何一个的人，就是一个最孤单的人。
And he would be most lonely indeed.
处处遇到的就是仇敌的影子。
Everywhere he turned, he would see the shadow of his enemies.
每一件事想象的都是别人要骗他。
And he would imagine that everyone is out to get him.
你说这种人到底有什么幸福呢？
What sort of life is this?
这种人活在世界到底有什么安全感呢？
Is there any security for a lifestyle like this?
所以当约瑟对他的兄弟说，我就是约瑟。
And so when Joseph said, I am Joseph.
我就是约瑟。
I am Joseph.
我的父亲还在吗？
Is my father still living?
他没有说，我是约瑟，你们这些坏蛋今天一定要死。
He did not say, I am Joseph, all of you are now doomed.
他说，我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？
But he said, is my father still living?
对于这些每天跟父亲住在一起的人，父亲在不在没有什么特别的地方。
To these brothers, they are not so concerned about whether the father was still living.
但对一个深知父亲特别爱他，但是几十年连见面一秒钟都没有机会的人，这句话是很有意义的。
But for Joseph, he has not seen his father for decades, so this is very
important. 告诉我，我的父亲还在吗？
Tell me, is my father still living?
告诉我他多老了？
Tell me how old is he?
告诉我现在他健康不健康？
Tell me, is he healthy?
他到底犯了什么病？
What sort of illness did he have?
现在他几岁？
How old would
he be? 我能不能见到他？
I have not seen
him. 你们告诉我吧。
Tell me.
他们完全不能回答。
But they could not answer him.
这个时候惊吓的程度比理性推想怎么回答的功能更大。
They were so terrified that they cannot even think straight.
所以他们彼此相看。
So they look at each other.
接下去每一秒钟都是很难度过的日子。
And every second would have been difficult for them.
我不知道你曾经有没有这样的经验呢？
Have you had such experiences?
有一次我跟我的同学到一个地方去开布道会。
Once I went to a place for gospel rally with my classmates.
我们开了两天一夜的车。
We drove for 2 days and 1 night.
才跑了400公里的路程。
And we only clear 400 kilometers.
400公里是什么时候呢？
When was this?
差不多你这个从新加坡到槟城，再上去阿罗斯塔，大概是这样长的路程。
400 kilometers is about from Singapore to Penang and Alostar.
是不是啊？
好像不是。
到吉隆坡大概吧。
吉隆坡应该是
300多公里。吉隆坡是300多公里。
到怡保了。
到怡保，这样这里到怡保开两天一夜。
It took us 2 days and 1 night.
为什么呢？
Just to go to Ipoh.
因为路已经30年失修了。
Because the road condition was very bad.
所以路基一块一块这么大的石头都露出来了。
There were a lot of boulders along the way.
所以这个车走过去的时候，陷下去上来，陷下去上来，结果呢还没有到，车轮里面的轴都断掉了。
And so before we can even move very far, the axle broke.
我们一天跟一夜，第二天下午才到那个地方。
And we took 2 days overnight, then we
reached. 到的时候很感谢主。
And I was very thankful.
终于没有死在半路。
That we didn't die.
终于到了要去的地方。
We went to the place we wanted to go.
那是1966年的时候。
1966.
42年以前。
42 years ago.
那我们到了那个乡村了。
When we reached that village.
我们讲道的时候呢。
And we preached.
7个晚上。
7 evenings.
发现有一些人，中国人住在那边50年，从来不知道全世界上有中国人做牧师的。
There were Chinese among them, and they have lived there for 50 over years. They never realized they are Chinese pastors.
听得到，看到我们眼泪，也有华人做牧师的，他流眼泪。
And they wept when they realized that there is this Chinese guy who is a pastor.
他从来没有信耶稣的。
They have not believed in Jesus Christ
before. 就每天来听到，眼睛睁得大大，好像听到什么信息一样。
Every evening they came, they stared at us.
那我们到那边去的时候
，When we reached that place,
他们说你们住在这里。
They said you can stay at this place.
把我们安排在一个这个很大的房子。
They gave us a pretty large room.
楼下是卖杂货的。
A room that is on top of a provision shop. people who sell groceries.
那个主人呢，眉毛比周恩来更浓两倍。
The master of the house had very thick eyebrow.
脸孔凶得不得了。
And looked pretty fierce.
黑得不得了。
Very dark skin.
所以我说糟糕了。
I say, oh dear.
我跑到这里住在这个人家里，这个是谁呀？
Who is this person that we have to stay in his house?
是现代关公或者是谁？
He looked so fierce.
所以我们跟着寒暄谈话了几句以后。
But after we speak to him,
我对我的同工说,
I said to my co-worker,
我们走吧。
I said, we better leave.
我不要住在这里。
I don't want to stay here.
我们去住中国人家里。
Let's stay with the Chinese.
这个人我不知道他是谁。
I don't know who this person is.
当我讲到一半的时候,
in the midst of my sentence,
我的同工就看我一下。
My worker stared at me.
我就看他一下。
And I stared back at him.
那个人说什么?
And the person said,
我是中国人。
I am a Chinese.
我吓死了。
So we were shocked.
我不要住这个人家里。
I said, I don't want to stay here.
我们走吧。
Let's leave.
我只住中国人家里。
We stay with the Chinese.
他一说我是中国人。
And then this guy said, I am a Chinese.
浓眉瞪着我一下。
And he was looking very fierce.
没办法逃了。
So I cannot escape.
我只能住在这里了。
I could only stay there.
后来我跟我的同工就跑到楼上去。
So my co-worker and I went upstairs.
后来在上面笑死了, 刚才你这么粗, 你怎么可以在众人面前, 我不要住这个人家, 我要住中国人, 你看他一听就知道, 这七天怎么过。
And so we're very embarrassed for all of us.
我说怎么过?
And I say, I don't know what to do.
那我们见他怎么过?
How will we carry on?
刚刚我们在笑, 在谈的时候, 他跑上来说, 不要紧。
And he came out, the person came out and said, it's alright.
他跑上来耶。
He came upstairs.
他说刚才事情不要紧, 我更不好意思。
He said, it's alright, doesn't matter, and also embarrassed.
这样就在那里住七天了。
So we lived there for many days.
所以跟他讲话很不舒服，一直想第一天来这么没有礼貌。
And I kept feeling so embarrassed over the, what I said.
不过一句话就这么辛苦了。
It was so difficult for me.
如果我从前卖过他就更辛苦了。
And if I had betrayed him before, it would be worse, isn't it?
约瑟的四个哥哥啊。
So these 10 brothers of Joseph,
现在无地自容,
now they have nowhere to hide.
没有办法逃避,
they are completely embarrassed. This brother whom we have sold, we have despised. A brother whom we have tortured.
现在不但出现,
now not only did he appear,
生死的权柄,
he has great power now.
他可以杀我们。
He can kill us.
他们不能讲话,
so they were terrified.
他们不能讲话的时候,
when they were silent,
又是又在开口了,
Joseph spoke again.
我就是你们所卖到埃及的那个弟弟约瑟。
I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt.
这句话再讲一次的时候,
and when he said that again,
无形中给他们更大的压力,
these people would have been pressurized more.
但是约瑟怎么讲呢?
But Joseph said,
现在不要因为你们 把我卖到这里就自忧自恨。
But now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourself for selling me.
约瑟是个心理学家。
He was a psychologist.
他可以想成一个人做这种亏心事会自忧会自恨。
Joseph would have imagined that they are stressed.
然后他的神学就讲出来了。
And then his theology come forth.
上帝差我比你们更早到这里来。
Because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you.
这是很规正的。
This is very reformed.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他的神论是有主权的神。
His doctrine of God has a God of sovereignty.
有计划的神。
A God who plans.
有历史安排的次序的神。
A God who plans order in history.
现在我们基督徒听了很久，这几件事都不懂。
Many Christians are ignorant of these things.
我们的上帝是安排万事的吗？
Is our God a God who will arrange all things?
我们上帝是预先知道的吗?
Is our God a God who will know beforehand?
我们上帝是有智慧用主权行事的吗?
Is our God a wise God who has sovereign will?
所以这个时候又是怎么安慰他的弟兄就没有用。
It doesn't matter how Joseph will comfort his brothers.
除非他用归正神学来安慰人。
Unless he used reformed theology.
God of sovereignty.
上帝是有主权的。
God of foreknowledge.
上帝是能够预知的。
God of the wisdom and arrange everything in the history.
上帝有绝对的智慧安排历史所有的东西。
He who sent me before you come here.
是他在你以前把我派来这里。
他先把我拆到这里来。
He sent me here first.
来为预备帮助你们的。
To prepare to help you.
他没有说你们的心太坏了。
He did not say, all you evil people.
你们竟然把弟弟卖掉。
You sold your brother here.
你竟然为了一些钱把弟弟丢掉。
And for some money, you betrayed your brother.
这些人太没有良心了。
All you people who are greedy.
他完全不怪责任。
He did not blame any of them.
他完全不提别人做过的错事。
He never even mentioned their mistakes.
单单这件事我们就很难做到了。
It is so hard even for us.
我们看到我们不喜欢的人，马上想过去他做什么，做什么，做什么。
When we see someone we don't like, we immediately recall all the bad things.
看到那些对我们不好的人，一看就很想吐。
We almost want to throw up when we see people we don't like.
是因为他的脸孔难看，不是。
Is it because they look ugly? No.
如果他的脸孔难看，为什么太太越看越好看？
If he's ugly, still his spouse or his wife likes him.
我们看人就想吐。 因为我们的胃病太重，
we look at people we want to throw up because we have a bad stomach.
我们的灵性不好，
we have bad spirituality.
这是很难做到的事情。
So what Joseph did was very difficult for us.
我经过人生几十年的经验，
after many decades of life,
慢慢我学了一点点。
I have learned a few things.
人如果轻看我，
so when others despise me,
辱骂我，
when they scold me,
人回谤我，
when they malign against me,
有人把这些事告诉我的时候，
and when people relate these stories to me,
我都很平心静气地笑笑，说求主怜悯他。
I'm able to smile and have peace and say, oh Lord, have mercy on him.
最近呢，有人在这个网络上骂我一大堆。
Recently, at the internet, some people wrote great articles to attack me.
有一个人把它录下来，
and someone just recorded it all out.
他知道我是不懂电脑的。
Because this person knows I'm not good at computer.
我在这些现代化的生活中间笨得不得了。
I'm actually quite silly in terms of modern technology.
我好像活在19世纪、18世纪一样的。
I'm like a person who lives in the 18th century.
他们是我念给你听。
So this person said, Dr. Tong, let me read this out for you.
他一念的时候呢，
and as he read it,
我心里不舒服。
I was uncomfortable.
后来马上想起我在神面前不应该如此。
But immediately I recall I should not be like this before God.
我就很有耐心地笑笑地一直听。
And so with great patience I smile and I listen.
那晚上一点了。
It was 1 a.m.
听到一半我就打瞌睡。
And I fell asleep.
他说打瞌睡，他推起我再念。
And he wake me up and he read again.
我在听。
And I listen.
后来听到一半的时候，
halfway through,
有人打电话给他。
Someone called this person.
他不是知道这个事情吗？
And said, did Dr. Tong know this? Did you tell him all this?
我现在正在念给他听啊。
He said, now I'm reading the article for him.
他怎么样？
What is his reaction?
他笑笑的好像没有事情一样。
He is smiling as if nothing is happening.
很奇怪的。
And so very strange.
他没有反应啊。
He had no reaction.
他没有生气啊。
He never got angry.
他笑笑的。
He was smiling.
为什么？
Why?
因为无论什么事情发生，
because no matter what would happen,
真正的可能的原因就是神许可。
The most likely thing is that God has allowed it to happen.
所以你不要紧张。
So do not be anxious.
你不要急。
Do not be impatient.
人对你有何恶意？
Whatever others may do to you,
都不会超过神预备你领受的恩典。
It cannot exceed the grace that God has prepared for you.
人怎样陷害你，
no matter how they harm you,
人怎样打倒你，
no matter how they attack you,
神为你预备的恩典一定足够把你站起来。
The grace that God has given to you will be sufficient to hold on to you.
如果你分心不仰望上帝，
but if you are diverted and you do not look upon God at all,
你转移视线去注意那个人对你的陷害，
and you shift your focus towards the attack by others,
你是愚蠢的，
you are foolish,
你是自找苦吃，
you are finding trouble for yourself,
你要背一个根本没有赏赐的十字架，
you are carrying a cross that has no rewards.
何必如此？
Why would you do this?
所以我得到一个结论，
so I have a conclusion.
凡是栽培我没有份的人，破坏我一定没有力量。
Those who attack me but has no part in nurturing me would have no power.
那些对我从来没有贡献，只想破坏的人，神一定不赐福。
God will not bless those who attack me but in the past has never played a part in my upbringing.
教导过我的老师，
but teachers who have taught me before,
养育我长大的父母，
my parents who had nurtured me,
如果他们要破坏我，我就很麻烦了。
I will be in great trouble if they go after me.
神用他们向我施过恩，
because God has used them as channel of blessings towards me before.
而我故意得罪这些人，
but if I sin against them,
神不许可的事情，
God would not allow this to happen.
仇敌怎么攻击，你不必怕。
So do not be afraid of your enemies.
恨你反对你的人怎么侮辱你，你也不必怕。
Do not be afraid when people who hate you insult you.
他们不是上帝恩典的出口。
They have never been a channel of blessings from God.
不是上帝恩典的工具。
They are not tools of the grace of God.
神的恩典临到你身上，
for God's grace to come upon you,
他们反对上帝的恩典就是等于反对上帝。
When they go against you, it means that they are against God.
你明白这个人生伟大的道理以后，
when you understand these great lessons of life,
你一生会减少许多的负担。
You will reduce much burdens in your life.
减少许多不必备的十字架。
You will reduce many crosses that you ought not to have bear.
减少许多不必要的祷告。
You have reduced many prayers that you should not utter.
我不为这个事情了，我交托给你了。
So I will not pray about this. I will give it all to God.
这一生我很多事情没有祷告。
In my life, there are many things I do not pray about.
比如说，我坐车没有祷告主啊，给我平安。我坐飞机坐飞机没有祷告主啊，求给我不要掉下去。我不祷告这些。
For example, when I travel, I do not pray for journey mercy.
我也没有祷告主啊，给我健康。
I do not pray for health.
主啊，你要给我钱。
Oh Lord, give me money.
因为这些不是我的事情。
These are not my matters.
我是他的。
I belong to God.
他懂得怎样处理他自己的事情。
And he knows how to handle his matters.
我所需要的祷告就是求主的国跟主的义。
The prayer that I need to pray for is the kingdom and God's righteousness.
当我把盼望上帝的国、兴旺上帝的义行在地上的时候。 彰显出来的祷告就表明我要与神同行。
And when I pray like that, that God's kingdom and His righteousness be done, it means that I'm one with God.
在祷告中间咒诅我的仇敌，我绝对不做。
And I do not curse at my enemies in my prayers.
在祷告中间求主兴起人给我物质的需要，我也不做。
And I also do not pray that God will raise people to give me money.
我的责任就是遵行神的旨意。
My job is to do His will.
做成他的工作,
to finish the work He has given to me.
以他的心意为我的事物,
that His will become my food.
求他的国求他的义,
that I seek after His kingdom and His righteousness.
愿他的名被尊重,
that His name will be lifted up.
愿他的国降临,
that His kingdom will come.
愿他的旨意行在地上,
that His will will be done on earth.
如同行在天上,
as it is done in heaven.
那其他的事交托给他的。
Every other things I leave it to God.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
这样修修修修修以后,
and as I learn in my life,
慢慢我看见神的主权大过人的自由,
I see that the sovereign will of God is greater than man's freedom.
看过神的旨意大过人的计划,
I see that the will of God is greater than the plans of man.
合乎神喜欢的事情,
and the things that are pleasing to God,
我们都尽量去做,
we should try our best to work at it.
违背神旨意的事情,
but things that are against God's will,
我们都无份以中,
we should not partake in any of them.
把我怎样是他的事情,
and it doesn't matter what others will do to me.
如果主帮助我, 人能把我怎样呢?
If the Lord is with me, what can man do to me?
这样的就是圣经的教训。
These are the teachings of the Bible.
所以当新约圣经耶稣没有讲这些话语前,
before Jesus Christ said all this in the New Testament,
旧约的约瑟都明白了,
Joseph in the Old Testament understood it. What can you do to me?
你把我卖掉吗?
Are you going to sell me away?
你卖我, 神保守我。
When you sell me away, God will protect me.
你们使我孤单, 神与我同在。
You make me a lonely person, but God is with me.
你使我处处受拦阻, 神使我事事顺利。
You gave me all sorts of obstacles, and the Lord removed it all.
压在最低的地方, 神使我做最高的宰相。
You pressurized me all the way, and God lifted me up to be a prime minister.
所以人的计划不一定常成功。
The plans of man may not come true.
神的旨意一定会成功。
But the will of God will surely come true.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
兄弟啊, 你们把我卖掉了,
brothers, you have sold me away.
你不要忧,
do not be distressed.
你不要自恨,
do not be angry.
你不必难过,
do not be sad.
这不是你的计划,
because this was not your plan.
这是上帝预先把我派到这里来。
God has sent me ahead of you.
为什么呢?
Why?
使我在这里预备,
that I may prepare this place.
等你受苦的时候,
when you are in crisis,
我已经被预备好了,
I have been prepared.
我可以帮助你们,
I can then help
你看,
you.
这么伟大的人格,
so he had a great character indeed.
这么感动人的话,
and he said such moving words.
哥哥本来不知道怎么回答他,
and his brothers did not know what to say.
现在他们慢慢慢慢,
but now slowly their burdens were removed.
他们现在看见又是的心意了。
They can see what Joseph wanted to do.
又是这个时候就讲了另外一句话了。
And then Joseph said,
他以先知工人讲话,
and he spoke prophetically,
这地的饥荒已经两年了,
that there is 2 years of famine already.
你们来这里地年地粮已经3次了。
You have been here 3 times.
你以为结束了吗?
Do you think this is
我告诉你,
the end of it?
不是,
not so.
还有5年,
there are 5 more years.
这句话是很可怕的。
These are horrifying statements.
谁能再等待5年继续在饥荒中间过日子?
How can you have another 5 years of famine?
所以又是四个哥哥想，那我死了。如果这句话是真的，我们怎样活下去呢?
The brothers must have been terrified because there is then no future.
但是又是不单把时间讲准了。
Not only was Joseph accurate in his prediction,
又是把上帝在整段过程中间的预备。 都提出来了。
He also related how God would prepare for all of them.
希望还有五年。
That there are 5 years of famine.
难过的日子还有一两千天。
And there are still many thousands of difficult days.
我在这里。
But I am here.
是神的预备。
God has prepared.
你们把我卖来。
You have sold me.
有神的计划。
But God's plan is behind it.
我是预备的。
The things that I prepared.
就是为了救你们。
Is for you.
以善报恶的伦理。
And he had an ethics that repay evil with good.
是人类最伟大的伦理。
This is the greatest ethics there is.
对你不好的人，你用恩待态度来对待他。
When you have a gracious attitude towards those who are bad to you,
你就非常像耶稣基督了。
If you do that, you are very much like Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说要为逼迫你的人祷告。
Jesus Christ said we are to pray for those who persecute us.
要爱你的仇敌。
And love our enemies.
以恨立国的一定要失败。
Those who establish their nation with hatred will fail.
我在台湾三次讲这句话，你们的陈水扁是以恨立国，以后一定是自己败坏下去。
In Taiwan, I said 3 times that President Chen Shui-bian ruled the country with hatred, and he will surely fail.
没有一个人以恨做出发点，曾经成就什么伟大的事业。
You cannot establish great work if you start off with hatred.
你用报恨的心对待人。你结果是自己先毁灭自己。
If you treat others with a heart of vengeance, you will first destroy yourself.
这是基督教的精神。
This is a Christian spirit.
人对你怎么不好，这不过是他们灵性程度到那边，你不能再要求。
When people are bad to you, it's just a reflection of their poor spirituality.
但是如果你灵性高过他们，你不可以用他对你的办法同样对待他们呢？
And if you are more spiritual than the other person, you are not to use the same methods on him.
因为如果别人要自讨羞辱，为什么你也要自讨羞辱呢？
Why would you then bring on humiliation upon yourself like them?
如果上帝给你的灵性是超过他们，你应当表现神给你恩典足够你用，就不需要用那种办法来对待他们。
If God has granted you spirituality beyond other people, you should display that in a more gracious manner.
这样深奥的道理，
Such a profound lesson,
这样伟大的灵性，
Such a great spirituality,
就在几千年前一个叫做约瑟的少年人一生就醒出来。
Was seen in the life of this young person Joseph thousands of years ago.
还有五年。
He said there are another 5 years.
这是很难过的。
Of difficult days.
那你们要继续来到这里，每次向我下拜吗？
Would you keep coming here to bow down before me?
这是很难堪的事情。
This is something very difficult.
就是根本不必提这个事情。
And Joseph would not want this.
所以耶稣说我已经为你预备好。
And so he said I have prepared for you.
请你们回去吧。
You go back now.
把我的父亲也带到这里。
And bring back my father.
你的父亲就是我的父亲。
Your father is my father.
你们天天看你们那边啰啰嗦嗦讨厌的父亲，对我来说是很宝贵的父亲。
The father who nags at you that you don't like is so most precious to me.
请你把我送的礼物带去。
Bring my gifts to him.
请你把我送的粮食带去。
Bring the food I gave you to him.
我给你的炉，给你的这些人。生疏是为了你把这些多的产业带给我的父亲来看。
I have brought, given you different livestock so that they can bring all these things back to him.
他们完全不明白人间有这种的慈爱。
But these people will not understand such love.
我对你不好，你还要对我好。
How can he repay evilness with goodness?
一个人受别人的好处，常常会想错。
Every time we receive goodness from others, we will think the wrong way around.
如果有一个人对你特别好。
If a person is especially good to you,
你常常想错两件事。
There are 2 things that you'll be mistaken.
大概我本来是好人，所以今天才有好报。
The first one will be you say maybe I'm good, so I have a reward now.
这是很可怕的事情。
This is most horrifying.
有一个叫做泰国的 Billy Graham 的传道人。
There is a preacher known as the Billy Graham of Thailand.
我在泰国布道的时候，他也来听到。
When I was preaching in Thailand, he came.
人家对我说 ，He is the Billy Graham of Thailand.
他是这个泰国的葛培里。
我就问他说：“那你布道怎么样？”
And I asked him, "How's your ministry?"
这里布道很难的。
He said, "Very hard to preach here."
有一个乡村我去布道。
There was a village that I went to.
耶稣为你钉十字架。
I said, "Jesus Christ is crucified for you."
耶稣舍命流血。
Jesus bled for you.
耶稣非常痛苦。
Jesus was in great pain.
我以为讲了以后他们大受感动。
I thought that they would all be moved.
结果讲完了，他们一直笑。
But in the end, they kept laughing.
一点不受感动。
They were not moved.
所以我就很奇怪。
So I was curious.
我就讲到一半了，不能再忍受，就问他：你们笑什么？
So in the middle, I couldn't take it anymore. I asked the audience, "Why are you laughing?"
你知道他怎么回答呢？
And the answer was,
你所讲的那个人一定前世太坏了。
They said, this person that you mentioned must have had a bad karma.
这一次来就给人家凌辱是应该的。
So he deserved to be punished because in his previous life,
前世最大恶极。
He must have done lots of bad things.
怪不得再投胎就给人家钉十字架。
And so in reincarnation, he will be crucified.
这种人怎么会救我呢？
So how can he save people like us?
所以他们笑他笑他。
And so they kept laughing.
我跟他一讲啊。
Once he mentioned this,
我才知道在泰国做 Billy Graham 比真正的 Billy Graham 更难做传道。
I realized that it's so difficult to be the Billy Graham of Thailand.
所以如果在美国传道， Billy Graham 的成就不一定比他传道更有功效。
And so the work of Billy Graham may not be comparable to his work.
难处太大了。
He is facing great difficulties.
你想一个人受苦，
when a person suffers,
他就想到前世罪孽深重。
Immediately the people think that he deserves it from the previous life.
你看人对你很好，
when people are good to you,
他就想我前世好人，所以应该得到报。
The reaction will be, in my previous life, I did a lot of good things.
他就没有感恩的事情了。
So there is no thankfulness.
人如果对你好，
if others are good to you,
有两个错误的事情。
There will be two mistaken notions.
一就是我本来应当是伟大，应当是前世有功劳，所以今天受了应当的报偿。
The first one is I fully deserve it because in my previous life I did good.
第二个错误的思想是
The second mistaken notion.
这个人对我这么好，一定居心不良。
There must be a catch somewhere.
他现在用这些钓饵要来害我。
That this person is, has bad intention.
做人难，难做人，所以呢，我们就人难做。
So it's really, really difficult to live a good life.
实在很难做。
Very hard to live a
good life. 你对人不好，也给人家骂。
When you are no good to others, they scold you.
你对人好，也给人家怪。
When you are good to others, they are suspicious.
你好心待人，被人利用。
You may be made use of if you are a kind person.
你不好好待人，被人怪责。
But if you are unkind, people will blame you.
你看人的心多么败坏。
So we have decadent hearts.
耶稣说，
Jesus Christ said,
约翰来了。
John came.
你们说他是给鬼附着的。
And you all say that the devil is with him.
他也不吃也不喝。
Because he neither eat nor drink.
你们他是鬼附上身的人。
So you say the devil has possessed him.
人子来了。
But when the Son of Man comes,
又吃又喝。
He ate and he drank.
你们说我是贪吃好酒的人。
And you all say I'm a greedy and glutton.
我向你吹笛。
When I blow the flute to you,
你不跳舞。
You will not dance.
我向你举哀。
But when I weep,
你也不伤心。
But you are not sad.
你们是感情错乱的人。
So your emotions are all wrong.
你们是感情乱回应的人。
You are people who have wrong responses.
做得太难了。
So it's difficult to live a life.
季志文牧师说，
The Reverend Andrew G. once said,
传道人不可以太胖。
The preacher should not be too fat.
也不可以太瘦。
Nor should he be too thin.
要刚刚好。
He must be just nice.
就像他这样。
Like.
为什么呢？
Why?
传道人吃太胖。
If the preacher is too fat,
会有说懒惰好吃的传道人。
The congregation will say he's a lazy guy.
传道人他太瘦。
But if he's too thin,
他的上帝没有照顾他。
His God is not protecting him.
所以很难，这样不对，那样不对。
So either way you lose.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你对人太好吗？
Are you too good to others?
或者你对人不好吗？
Or maybe you're not good to
others. 我告诉你，
I tell you this.
人对你不好是他的事。
When others are bad to us, it's his matter.
你不可对人不好。
Do not treat people unkindly.
对上帝的认识不像你对上帝的认识。
Perhaps the understanding of God is not like you.
所以又是对他的兄弟。
Towards his brothers,
一个非常坦然的心情来看待他们。
Joseph had a very open-hearted approach.
他是一个 very big-hearted man.
He was a person with big heart.
他容忍万分。
And he could tolerate all things.
从不记恨。
He never remembered the past.
以善报恶。
He used good to repay evil.
爱那些他的仇敌。
He loved his enemies.
用这样的心情来对待他的兄弟。
And he had this attitude towards his brothers.
现在他要他的兄弟帮忙他一件事情。
Now he wanted his brothers to help him do something.
包括对爸爸的思念。
Towards what I feel towards my brother.
对爸爸的尊重。
My honor towards my father.
对爸爸的爱心。
My love towards my father.
带回去吧。
Bring all this back to my father.
当这些东西托他们的时候呢？
And when he asked them to do these things.
又是还加上一句很奇怪的话。
Joseph added a very strange
statement. 我不知道你刚才有没有看到那句话。
I don't know whether you have seen this.
你们在路上不要相争。
Do not fight along the way.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does this statement mean?
可能他不送给爸爸，也不告诉爸爸我在这里，就把给爸爸的东西在路上打架分来分去。
He is afraid that the brothers would take all the gifts he have to the father.
这表示约瑟不是不知道人性的弱点。
This tells us that Joseph was aware of the weaknesses of men.
他对应当预防的，他都早就记得知道。
And he knew what he should prevent.
应当赦免的赦免，应当宽容的宽容，应当挂虑的挂虑，应当提防的提防。
He forgave what he should. He is aware of things that he should be aware of.
中国人说, 害人之心, 不可有,
like the Chinese say, you ought not to have evil intent to harm others.
防人之心, 不可无,
but you should have a heart that will prevent others from harming you.
这一片的爱心,
the love that Joseph had
真正感动了他这些的兄弟,
indeed inspired and moved his brothers.
而且便雅悯就在他兄弟中间,
and Benjamin was among the brothers.
所以便雅悯一定 平时报告给他的父亲,
and he knew Benjamin will honestly report these things to the father. And so the brothers did not do the wrong things.
一方面很感激,
on the one hand, they were very thankful.
一方面知道回到埃及前面五年有饭吃,
on the other hand, they are assured that for the next 5 years, they will be saved.
一方面知道得罪约瑟等于自寻没命,
they knew that now Joseph was powerful and they could not sin against him.
因为他在一人之下在万人之上,
he was the prime minister with great power.
全埃及没有人比他更有权柄,
other than the Pharaoh, he was the greatest.
而且又是对兄弟又讲一句话,
and Joseph said to the brothers,
我在这里如同法老的父亲,
I am like a father to Pharaoh.
我有大的权柄,
I have great power.
为什么说如同法老的父亲呢?
Why did he say he's like a father to Pharaoh?
尊敬他都来不及了,
Pharaoh was very respectful of him.
埃及凭着又是一个人的智慧,
because of the wisdom of one Joseph,
全国脱离了灾荒的这个苦难,
Egypt was able to escape.
全国的命都保留下来,
all the Egyptians were preserved.
所以这些兄弟还敢不用诚实对待将要见的父亲吗?
Surely the brothers will now behave properly.
犹大回到家里,
Judah returned home,
跟他的兄弟对他的父亲说,
and said to the brothers,
爸爸,
and father, father, Joseph whom you love is still alive.
圣经说什么呢?
The Bible says,
雅各听了心里冰冷,
when Jacob heard it, he was stunned.
为什么心里冰冷?
Why was he cold?
一个人被骗惯了,就很难再相信人不再骗他。
Because the brothers have been deceiving him for so many years.
这是说谎话的结果。
This is the end result of lying.
你常常说狼来了,狼来了, 真的狼来了你再说狼来了他说又来了。
If you keep crying wolf when the wolf really appears,
你又在说谎了,
people think you are lying all the time.
这个的话是不可信的,
you are not trustworthy.
从前的约瑟不在了, 我不信,
you said Joseph is no longer,
但是后来几十年看不见,
but surely he was not
there anymore. 现在约瑟在了我也不信,
now you say Joseph is here,
怎么知道约瑟还在呢?
How do I know he's still
there? 不要再欺骗我了,
do not deceive me anymore.
然后你出来看吧, 哎呀不必看啦,
and he said don't have to.
你这些孩子跟我几十年我哪里老人家不知道你的心里去,
I know all of you are deceitful.
你出来看,
and the brother said come,
他出来看的时候,
and he came forward.
怎么这个炉是不一样的?
That the donkeys were different.
这些车是不一样的,
the carts were different.
这个装饰这个车轮是特别的,
the wheels were different.
这么多的东西,
so many things they brought back.
我给你的钱哪里能够买这么多?
I gave you not enough money to buy so many things.
那么买一些米过来过秤两个礼拜就完了,
they could have, should have fed the food. But now they have so much food.
从头到尾一五一十再告诉他的时候,
and when the brothers told Jacob everything,
圣经说,
the Bible says,
约瑟就死灰复燃了,
Joseph,
雅各,
Joseph now believed.
雅各眼睛就明亮起来了,
and his eyes were open.
他心里苏醒过来了,
and he was awakened.
This is real.
这是真的,
this is real.
这是真的,
当一个人看见真实发生的事情的时候, 他有一种回应是很特别的。
There is a special response when you face the fact.
有一次,
there was once,
我在 Reno 讲道,
I was preaching in
Reno. Reno 是美国第二大的赌博城,
Reno is, has the great, a lot of casinos.
最大的是 Las Vegas.
The largest casino area will be Las Vegas.
也就是 Reno.
Next will be Reno.
再下来大概就是云顶,
after that 圈顶 Island.
也就澳门,
and then Macau.
再有就变成新加坡,
and maybe later Singapore.
那么呢, 在 Reno 讲道的时候,
when I was preaching in Reno,
发生一件事情,
there was something that happened.
在 MGM 大旅馆里面,
in the MGM hotel,
几千个房间,
there were thousands of rooms.
地下室 有 MGM 养过的一只狮子,
the basement has a lion, a real lion kept by MGM.
美国 Hollywood 的 MGM 公司常常有一个狮子, 哇, 有吗?
When you watch a movie, there's always a roaring lion.
就是那只狮子的孙在那边,
the grandchild of the lion is in the building.
我小的时候看 MGM 电影就看到他的祖父,
and so when I was young, I saw the grandfather.
后来20多年前我去讲教就看到他的孙真正那个狮子孙,
and when I preached there, that is really the grandchildren of the lion, original lion.
狮子这么漂亮,
I didn't know the lion is so beautiful.
它那个 chocolate 的毛啊,
The mane of the lion.
长到大概差不多一尺那么长。
Very long.
像就飘来转去的时候，给风一吹，比关公更美。
It's very beautiful the hair.
那不但如此。
Not only that.
那个狮子呢，特别养的。
The lion was specially taken care of, specially trained.
坐在那边。
And he lived there.
指挥的人吩咐他起来，他就站起来。
And he will listen to the command of the trainer.
拉他跑一圈，他就跑一圈。
And he will move around based on the trainer.
一下他就坐下来,
and he would sit based on command.
真正很可爱的,
very beautiful.
而且常常用梳子给他梳他的喇叭,
and he would take good care of grooming.
是狮子中间的美须公,
and groom the lion.
那你做什么呢?
For what purpose?
一个人跟他拍照, 15块美金。
If you take a picture of the lion, $15.
那我想我也要,
so I thought I should take a picture of the lion.
我跟从前看过的他的祖父的孙子拍照, 也不错吧。
It's good to take the lion of the grandchild.
拍好了,
so after they take a picture, 2 minutes later,
就把它做得很漂亮,
they will
就把你放在好像小镜框里面,
put it in a photo frame.
其实是纸的,
made of paper.
你就可以带回去,
you can bring it back home.
你付了15块,
and pay US $15.
我想什么时候再来, 事实证明, 从1984到现在24年都没有去了。
The fact is that from 1984 to now, I never returned. So it was a souvenir. But now I've lost the picture.
那么当我拍完了以后呢,
after I took the picture,
我拍了照片跟狮子拍,
I took 不错, it with the lion.
我就走出来了,
and so I turned around.
突然间有几个美国女人, 从楼上下来,
suddenly there were a few American ladies coming down.
又胖又大,
they were pretty fat,
又懒散,
very old.
那些美国人胖得特别出名,
these very obese people.
就只有美国有这么多一大堆胖子,
only America has such many obese people.
突然一个人看了,
suddenly one person looked at it,
眼睛差不多要跳出来一样,
and the eyes almost pop out.
就停了,
and he stopped,
就退后几步,
and walked backwards.
哇,我那天如果有电影,我一定拍下来的,
I should have recorded it.
这几个动作很特别,
this is a very special movement. They move forward, stare at the lion, and then move backwards.
我当然表演你都受吸引了，对不对？ 那么他对他的几个朋友说什么？
And they said to the companion,
My God, My God.
我的上帝，我的上帝。
This time is the real thing.
这是真的。
他是真的。
It's a real lion.
那我那个眼神呢？
And the way she looked,
使我想象。 雅各苏醒大概就是这样的。
Probably be like what Jacob was like.
是雅各一出来啊,
when Jacob come forward,
My God,
and he say, Oh dear,
this time is a real thing.
这是真的。
我给这些孩子骗了几十年了。
These children have deceived me for decades.
他讲的都是假话。
All they say were not true.
但是今天,
but today,
this is a real thing.
这是真的。
这是真的。
This is real.
你看那轮不一样,
the wheel was different.
那个车不一样,
the cart was different.
那装饰不一样,
the decorations were different.
连炉穿的衣服都不一样。
And the decoration of donkey were different.
王宫养的驴是有穿一些东西的。
The donkey from the palace would be very different.
不是全身裸体的。
Not a naked donkey.
那么把东西投在上面。
And maybe has some kind of clothing.
My God, this time this is a real thing.
这一次这是真的。
他看见了。
And he saw it.
眼睛竖眼了。
And immediately he was awakened.
有他讲的计划。
And then he said,
快快快快。
Quickly.
趁着我还活着。
While I am still alive.
我要。 回去，我要去看约瑟。
I will go see Joseph.
趁着我没有死以前。
Before I die.
让我去见他一面。
Let me go meet him.
你知道吗？老人家有这种这个可以再见到最亲爱的人的时候，他心情是快乐的不得了的。
And this sort of emotions will bring Joseph great joy to be able to meet his last son.
也是我在加拿大。
Once I was in Canada.
温哥华布道以后。
After I preached in Vancouver, I said, Pastor,
请你开车帮我到一个钟头以外去看我一个很伟大的教授。
I asked the pastor to send me to a place to meet one of my professors.
是一个归正神学的教授。
A Reformed Theology professor.
她是一个女的。
A woman.
她说好。
And this pastor said, fine.
你真的这样尊重她吗？
Do you really honor this person so much?
我开车带你去。
I will drive you there.
所以我去的时候,
so we went.
我对那位老教授说,
towards this old professor, I said,
我跟我的兄弟,
my brothers and I,
我们要预备一笔钱给你回印尼再看一下你的老朋友。
We will prepare some money for you to return to Indonesia to meet your old friends.
你要吗?
Would you want this?
他说, I never expected. I like to go back. I like to see my old friends. 眼泪差不多掉下来。
他就说我非常喜欢回去看我的老朋友。
Are you sincere?
你是真的吗?
You truly say you want to pay my ticket?
你是真的要付钱来给我买机票吗?
我说是的, 但我给你预备机票。
I said, really, we will prepare the plane ticket for you.
我给你住在我家。
We will provide accommodation.
我带你去几个老朋友。
And I will bring you to meet your friends.
因为我要恩报你曾经教过我的恩典。
I want to repay the kindness that you have shown to me.
那你要现在去呢
？Do you want to go now?
或者你要过几年才去呢
？Maybe a few years later.
他看着我。
And she looked at me.
Stephen.
Is it time
as fast as possible, I immediately go.
越快越好，如果立刻去最好。
Who knows I can still living on this earth for how many years?
因为我不知道我还能够活多少年。
Can I go next month?
我可以不可以下个月就去？
I prepare.
我可以准备。
And I try to go as fast as possible.
我要尽快能够到那个地方去。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
后来我们给他带到印尼去了。
Later we brought her to Indonesia.
教过的神学院住了几天。
And she lived in the seminary she taught in.
去见几个老朋友。
To meet old friends.
欢喜得不得了。
She was overjoyed.
然后我开车送她到机场。
And I sent her back to the airport.
但是我住的地方跟机场是860公里。
And the place I live is very, very far from the airport.
要开18个小时。
Got to drive 18 hours.
她又不喜欢这么长的路程。
But she doesn't like to travel long distance.
中间一两个城市还要再睡觉。
So we had to break the journey between.
所以我开车两天半才从马浪把他送到贾加达的飞机场上飞机。
So it took me 2 hours to send him from Malang to Jakarta airport.
做学生的对老师。
As a student towards my teacher.
一片小小的心情。
A small things that I would do to her.
我很疼他。
I was very willing to do that.
他是很好的归正的老师。
She was a very good Reformed theology lecturer.
我把他送去。
And I sent her all the way back.
送到 Jakarta.
All the way to Jakarta.
放在内地会。
And then the mission society took over.
然后我们分手的时候。
And when we departed.
她说我不知道什么时候再见你。
She said, I don't know when I will see you again.
这可能是最后一次。
Maybe this will be the last time.
从那个时候开始我没有再见她了。
And surely I did not see her ever since.
最近也不知道有没有消息她还不在人间。
And I do not know whether she is still alive.
如果再应当是95到100岁。
If she's still alive, she will be in her 90s.
我再开车回去。
And when I drove back home,
又开18个钟头才回家。
I drove 18 hours all the way back.
他说 ，the faster the better, as fast as possible.
他说越快越好，
像雅各一样的。
Just like Jacob.
让我去。
Let me go.
让我看约瑟。
Let me meet Joseph.
趁着我还没有死。
Before I die.
我再看他一次。
Let me meet him once more.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
下一次我们讲的时候。
The next time we meet,
我们看到雅各，
we will see Jacob,
怎样以首相、以宰相的身份接待他年老的父亲。
We see how Joseph would take care of his brother as a prime minister.
把他安排在歌山的美地。
That he will be arranged to go to the land of Goshen.
我们今天就讲到这个地方。
And we will stop here this evening.
低头祷告。
Let us pray.